With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Flathead County officers have arrested three more suspects in the Memorial Day weekend stabbing death of a Kalispell man. Sheriff Chuck Curry said this morning that 29-year-old Melissa Ann Crone and 28-year-old Christopher Michael Hansen, both of Kalispell, were arrested on suspicion of deliberate homicide in the death of 35-year-old Wade Allen Radio. The Flathead Beacon reports that David Vincent Toman, age 20, was arrested later today. Curry says it appears the homicide was drug-related and that more arrests are likely. Officers received a tip about a possible homicide and on Monday found Radio's body in a creek east of Creston. Deputies arrested 29-year-old Robert Matthew Whittle on Monday night, also on suspicion of deliberate homicide. Justice Court officials say no court appearances have been scheduled for the three suspects. A Yellowstone National Park visitor has been fined $1,000 for walking off a boardwalk and collecting water in the Mammoth Hot Springs thermal area. A park press release says the visitor is a Chinese national who walked on the terrace formations near Liberty Cap and reportedly broke through the fragile travertine crust on June 14th. The visitor told park law enforcement that he did not read the safety information given to him at the park entrance. The fine comes 8 days after another Yellowstone visitor left a designated boardwalk in the park's Norris Geyser Basin, fell into a hot spring, and died. The Lewis and Clark County coroner has been given until mid-July to complete 51 death certificates, two of which date back to 2011. If Mickey Nelson doesn't complete the work, the state health department says it's prepared to seek a court order for him to do it. Shooting sports advocates and law enforcement officials met in Kalispell today to tell gun owners it's their responsibility to keep their guns properly stored to keep kids and others in their community safe. Nikki Willett reports.
Law enforcement groups in the Flathead Valley announced a new partnership with Project Child Safe, which promotes gun safety by educating owners about proper firearm storage and distributing gun locks.
We go into residences for different reasons, and we'll find firearms in places where they should not be, not secured, loaded, with atmosphere where children are present.
This is Kalispell Chief of Police Roger Nassett.
Quite often, obviously, we respond to situations where people are accidentally shot.
Though Project Child Safe is geared toward protecting children from accidental shooting deaths, there's hope in Montana that these same gun safety measures can address Montana's high rate of death by suicide. From 2011 to 2013, 75% of youth suicides in Montana were accomplished using guns, and Montana's youth suicide rate is twice the national average, according to the State Health Department. Guns account for more than 90% of adult suicides. The State Health Department's Suicide Prevention Plan recommends safe gun storage and gun locks. Most new guns come with locks, but the state currently doesn't mandate their use. Free gun locks and safety kits are available at 33 law enforcement agencies in Montana that have partnered with Project Child Safe, including the Kalispell Police Department and Flathead County Sheriff's Office. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana State prison guard has pleaded guilty to smuggling marijuana and tobacco to inmates and accepting bribes. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon accepted 25-year-old Martin Reap's plea today and set sentencing for October 18th. Reap says he brought the contraband into the Deer Lodge prison about 20 times between 2015 and 2016 and took between $6,300 and $6,500 from associates of the inmates by mail or through wire transfers. In exchange for his plea, federal prosecutors plan to drop additional drug conspiracy, possession, and distribution charges. The candidates for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House today both sought to make news out of their positions on control of federal public lands. First, Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke publicized his vote against a Republican bill that would permit up to 2 million acres of U.S. Forest Service lands to be transferred to state ownership. Zinke called it, quote, an extreme proposal that he won't tolerate. He says he was the only Republican that voted against the bill as it passed out of committee today. Hours later, his Democratic challenger, Denise Juneau, pointed out that Zinke also today voted for another Republican public lands bill. That bill would transfer management of some national forest lands to new, quote, advisory boards appointed by state governors. Juneau's press release says, quote, while Congressman Zinke equivocates on our public lands, I am 100% opposed to the sale or transfer of America's public lands. I always have been and always will be. We have links to more information provided by both campaigns on our website, mtpr.org. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association is asking Montana's 1st Judicial District Court in Helena to further delay enforcement of stringent new medical marijuana restrictions that are supposed to go into effect August 31st. The association yesterday asked the court for a stay until the U.S. Supreme Court takes action on an appeal, or until the November election, when a proposed initiative expanding access to medical marijuana could be decided by Montana voters. backers say they have collected enough signatures needed to place the measure on the ballot. In February, the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of provisions of a 2011 state law that limited medical marijuana providers to selling the drug to a maximum of 3 patients. The court agreed to delay enforcement until August, but the Cannabis Association last month asked the federal high court to reverse the state court's ruling. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.